It could not have gone better in Bermuda.
They're over 1,100 metres in front. Can you believe it? As Team New Zealand come down to the finish, a finish race four, America's Cup 35, and Team New Zealand make it four in a row.
Four races, four wins. We're up 3-0. We go into the shed for five more days and see what happens at this time next week. Cup legend Brad Butterworth is with us from Bermuda. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
You've got to be enjoying all this.
Yeah, I'm loving it. This is the most fun I've had at America's Cup. I'll just let you know.
Isn't it interesting that I was talking to Russell Coutts, who I think you know, the other day. He was, I was congratulating him on what really is a fantastic regatta. Between the boats and the format, the whole thing, it's been brilliant, hasn't it?
Yeah, I think the boats are great, and the format I'm not so sure about, but the boats and the excitement of the boats flying, that is a pretty good thing.
Talk us through what happened today and what we've seen over the weekend. Upwind, downwind, and overall, we're better everywhere, aren't we?
Yes. It looks pretty convincing. I mean, you know, I don't want to jinx this thing. Things can change, you know, and they get a week that they can change the way that their boat's configured, because, you know, the boats are all the same weight. A lot of things are the same on them. There's just little things that Team New Zealand is doing better. And you know, you'll see that the guys will be working, I would say, very hard this week just to try and keep optimising their boat. I think they're learning all the time, but at the moment, boy, it's devastating.
What can you do to a boat in a week that brings you back from over a kilometre loss?
Well, they can change the tips of the boards. They can change up to 30% of the volume, I think, and so they can, you know, those guys got plenty of resource, eh? And plenty of power, and they can change things if they have to. And just the way that they're sailing the boat would be a bit different. You know, I think the Team New Zealand guys, I think, you know, Burling and those guys have got and Glen Ashby, they're sailing their boat differently to the other guys, and you know, obviously they're sailing it better, and they'll be looking at that and trying to, because everything's on. You know, televised, you can look right into the boats, how they sail. They'll be trying to learn something and trying to lift their game.
How much will wind be a factor next weekend? If it stays 8 to 12, that's got to favour us. If it's above that, does it go back to Oracle?
I think it might get even, might even up a bit. If it's more windy, like if it's there's more breeze, you know, you saw it when the boat tipped over. You know, that was a crappy day for the challengers to race, I think. But if it's windy, things become a bit more random, and you know, little mistakes are, you know, exaggerated. If you tip up, that's the end of the regatta. And I'm hoping that they get 9 knots, because they look, you know, devastating in 9 knots. But even today, 11 to 12 knots, boy, they were pretty quick.
What about the psychology of it? Is Spittle tough enough to cope with this and come back strong?
Oh, look, I think, you know, he's a Aussie battler, that guy. He's definitely, I don't think it's going to be too hard for him. But, you know, I think the guys on the boat, Burling, has done a great job. You know, he's gone up to those press conferences. They've pushed him out front. And I think it's good to have the sportsman answering the hard questions. And I think he's handled himself very well. And you can see he's pretty comfortable with his own experience and his own skills, and hopefully four more races.
I was going to say 7-0.
Oh, look, I just don't. Yeah, I think you're jinxing it the way you carry on like that.
good to catch up with you, Brad Butterworth, who is in Bermuda for us this morning. We take a week off. Seems such a shame, doesn't it? Got to have the rest of the week off, and it's next Sunday, Monday, same sort of format this time next week.